www.thebeatmaker.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change. America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and it's going to be a great night, people. I can't even tell you. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and my partner in this program, Kevin McCullough, has had some kind of a momentary loss of all his faculties because he's letting me take the helm tonight by myself. Stephen Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, has done a hostile takeover of Baldwin McCullough Live. I won't get into it, but Kevin had something come up, something important. And I got to tell you, there's nothing I like better when all rationale, protocol, format, call it whatever you want, when it all, just all the stuff that I'm forced to do when Kevin's around, just goes right out the window. I can't even tell you. With the exception of the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, there's probably nothing I want to have happen more than when Kevin's not around. Not because I don't love him. He's fabulous. But I just get to, you know, I just get to just unleash all that is my hopes and dreams and visions for this program, which are Kevin's nightmares and fears. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And I'm almost overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I could tell some jokes. I might sing songs. But what I'll do is I'll start with sharing with all of you out there. Again, Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights, Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough. 888-340-3373. I was at the Republican National Convention a couple days back. Kevin was there, too. It was kind of weird because, you know, usually Kevin and I are together doing all things extreme media and Baldwin McCullough, and he had some assignments, and we were still doing that, but he was off running in one direction, and we kept passing each other on Radio Row and kind of just giving each other the look, like, anybody messing with you? I got a kill, and everything was fine. But I did a bunch of interviews, and everybody kept saying to me, you know, what are you doing here? I'm kind of the oddball conservative Republican here in this galaxy. And I also... It actually says, if you Google search news and put in Stephen Baldwin, the first report that comes back was an interview I did with Martin Bashir on MSNBC. And there was a television program, and they beamed me in via satellite to have a conversation with this guy. And if you Google search that interview, it comes back, the unusual suspect of the GOP. And I just, what can I say? I wouldn't have it any other way. Because for me, I like being, the Kaiser Soze of the GOP, so to speak. I like to be the Jedi mind trick of conservatism. Which really means I just don't take it all as intensely serious as most people do. I share a lot of the same values and perspectives and things like that, but I just think there's a more fun way to experience it and communicate it. So we're going to talk about a couple things tonight. We're going to talk about all things RNC, all things my whole experience with being down there, and Kevin was there, and I want to talk about this interview I did with Martin Bashir. And this guy, he's a Christian, or claims to be. And I don't know him well. I've spoken to him because he interviewed a pastor named Rob Bell about a book that he wrote. And when he interviewed Rob Bell, he really went after him about some things that according to Martin, didn't line up with Scripture. So he challenged Mr. Bell about all that. And I agree with that. I think that that's completely fair game. And Martin, you know, he's got a reputation of being a guy that likes to, you know, go after you a little bit. So this opportunity presents itself for me to do this interview with Mr. Bashir. And, you know, Kevin McCullough, the guru, the brains of Baldwin McCullough. I'm the brawn. I'm the dumb one. I'm the comedic relief, and that's going to be my story all the way to the bank. But Kevin warned me. Kevin said, telling you, you're at the RNC, and you know, you got to watch that Martin Bashir, because, you know, he might throw you a knuckle curveball. Which, in my assessment of the interview, it wasn't a knuckle curveball, okay? The guy pulled out a bazooka and put a baseball in it and fired it at my face. And then I talked to somebody, like, the next day who was at the RNC, some guy that knows him and says, you know, hey, man, I talked to Martin about your interview, and I told Martin, like, you know, that you said that maybe he was a little bit too gnarly with you. And Martin said, what are you talking about? I was very nice to him. Hey, Martin, with brothers in Christ like you, who needs Satan? That's all I got to say, buddy. Okay, Martin, if your interpretation of the interview was that you were nice to me, well then, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I tweeted that at you, Martin. It's, you know, it's about how God sends a great delusion so people will believe the lie. Know what I'm saying, Martin? Why don't you look at a little commentary on that scripture and then get on your knees and hope for the best. But anyway, yeah, so I do this interview with the guy, and he just, you know, he just comes at me with that boring, I'm the smartest guy in the room thing, can't you tell? That's Martin. Martin's this guy that, you know, I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to show my 1.2 million listeners, or whatever the number is. Doesn't matter to me. But what you know, the bummer here is, I'm doing the best I can in this current environment, in this culture, and within media and society to really stand up for what I believe in. And I get lots of people that say really sweet, charming, nice, lovely things to me in support of that. So what I can't figure out is, if Martin Bashir's a brother in Christ, then why does he feel so compelled and motivated to attack another brother in Christ? Or at least try to make me look stupid or this or I don't get it. Maybe I'm just too naive. Maybe I'm just too silly, willy-nilly. I don't know. But we're going to listen to some excerpts from that interview with Mr. Bashir. And because he corrected me at one point about some information that I communicated. And I've got some tweaks on that should be interesting. And then we're going to play you some clips from that. And then I'm just going to leave it to you guys. You tell me, is this a brother in Christ, you know, embracing his other brother to have a conversation about this next presidential election and the Republican National Convention? Because I'll leave it to you. But after all that, the topic that came out of that for me for tonight is, because one of the things that we talked about was, Mr. Bashir challenged me on whether or not I agreed with Paul Ryan's budget that he had put together and how it affects the poor and the needy. And basically he was saying that it would, you know, cut all kind of millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to people who are poor and in the needy, that are needy. Paul Ryan's budget's gonna really hurt those people. But it made me ask the question. Because I then answered Mr. Bashir by saying, well, you know, with a better economy and more jobs and people making more money, then mostly people of faith, they give more money to charity, and those people in America who give charitably, collectively, that is always going to have a greater impact and reach more people than anything the government does for the poor and the needy. So my question about that idea is, who should take care of the poor and the needy? Should it be the government or the people? Our number is 888-340-3373. Government or the people? Who should help the poor and the needy? We'll be right back.
Every single time. Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, CleanCreditBiz.com or 888-340-3373 and press 2. CleanCreditBiz.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And call the authorities.
Hey. Why are we calling the authorities? Why do you look frozen? Why did your heart stop beating?
No, everything's fine. Everything okay? You're here, thank goodness.
I just thought I'd pull a Stevie B.
Yeah, you kind of did a little Invisible Man thing.
I heard what you were saying there in the first segment.
How much I missed you.
And some people don't know this, but my house is only 5 minutes from the studio.
And then...
Why do you think I picked this location to put our offices in?
I also might not have considered the fact that maybe you have radio.
Stephen.
I probably didn't consider that, did I?
I didn't want the place where Stephen might be left alone from time to time to be too far out of arm's reach. Well, so you're within 5 minutes of my house.
See, the thing is, I've done the program by myself before, and well, I might add.
Every time you have filled in for me, both on my weekday show and on the weekend show, I've got nothing but great response from everybody that was involved.
People liked your show better when it was me.
No, you know who you made really mad? You gave away all my books and then never sent any.
I did?
Yeah. You were giving away copies of my book.
But I'm not responsible for that because that's
yeah,
it's
you are.
Your show.
If you give
show.
Them away, you have to buy them and
no,
then give them.
No. If I'm on your show...
People call me back and go...
Marketing and promoting your book...
Yeah, but I didn't have any to give anyway.
Well, who was helping me that day? They should have made a note.
She no longer works for us.
Oh, boy.
So,
anyway, our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And Kevo.
But you said some interesting things in that last segment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Interesting things about.
About Marty, for sure.
Yes.
Marty?
Now, what people didn't know was that when you were doing that interview,
yeah,
I'm sitting right there in the MSNBC area, just outside of the on-air area, and I can hear what you're saying, and I can see a monitor with Bashir's lips moving,
right?
But I couldn't hear his audio.
Right.
So I'm gathering from the answers you're giving that he was up to no good.
Well, yeah.
And I told you he'd be up to no good.
You did tell me.
And I said, he's going to try to jack you over if you go on his show, because that's his gig. He likes to pull people in and go, oh, welcome. So glad you're here.
But
now that I've got you, sucker.
Here's the thing that creeps me out, you know. Because
Remember Jesus Juice? The world wouldn't have known about Jesus Juice if it weren't for Martin Bashir.
What is that?
That's the wine that Michael Jackson would give the kids at Neverland.
Oh, right.
Jesus Juice. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. This guy says he's a Christian.
He attends Redeemer Prez in New York City.
Yeah, I heard that.
His pastor.
I tweeted something at Martin and at
What was
pastor
the reference?
Jim.
Second Thessalonians?
No, that was another tweet.
Oh. Yeah. What'd you tweet to Pastor Tim and Mr. Martin?
Well, I said to Tim Keller that I didn't feel as though Mr. Bashir's actions were demonstrating that loving quality that hopefully Pastor had been teaching over there at Redeemer.
Now, see, here's what I disagree with. I don't think that he was particularly cruel to you. I just think that Martin Bashir takes great delight in making people's brains fry.
No.
So he winds them up.
Wait a second.
Pours gas on and then lights it.
It's one thing to want to make people's brains fry.
Right.
It's another thing to spin certain things in a way that makes somebody look foolish.
And that's the whole gig of his show.
But well, see, so that's...
It's the ultimate gotcha.
That's what I'm in conflict with.
Yeah, so don't go on his show anymore.
Well, I might have to go on his show.
You've got more listeners.
To basically say to Martin Bashir, like, if you really are in Christ, then attacking other Christians in the media...
He'll never let you on to say that.
Well...
I'm just saying.
All right, then he's just a wuss.
Well, that, I
pretending can't, to be a really smart,
that I don't
macho
know.
Guy.
I don't know.
When he's really just a wuss.
But I don't know why you're worried about it. You got more people listening to you right now than he does all week long.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Anyway, 888-340-3373. If I understood Stephen correctly, the topic will be, which one are we doing this hour?
This hour we want to know, who should take care of the poor and the needy? Government or the people?
And do we have some sound bites from your discussion with Martin? To
well, you're here now, so I'm just gonna.
No, this is your show. I'm because I.
No, Kevin.
By the way,
No. Okay, when you're here, it's not just my show.
I just want to say.
You rule with an iron microphone.
I just want to say thank you to the whole crew who were ready to just do this whole show tonight. The lovely bride was having contractions. We're expecting baby boy number two somewhere this month. We're a few weeks early, but she was at 30 minutes every 30 minutes this morning, and then it was down to like every 12 minutes. And we thought, oh, we're spending the night at the hospital tonight. And then it started like backing off again, and we're back to about twice an hour. So she doesn't think it's going to be today. So she said, go on over to I got the little one. I got the two-year-old down, little baby James. So we're all good. So I can hang out with you for a couple hours.
Thanks, homie.
But you and Ivan and Jackie, everybody pitched in. They're ready to go, and I was very grateful for that.
We're all very disappointed that you're here. We're really going to have a good time. It's like when Dad, you know, goes away.
You're sounding like we don't have a good time when I'm here normally.
No, we have a good time. It's just a different kind of good time.
Fine, I'll leave. No. Have a good night.
No, don't go.
Have a good show.
I need help. I've always said that. The show is always way better when you're here.
Sometimes.
I'm just being my usual.
It's funny because we walked around the R&C all week, and we did a lot of things together, but we did have some separate media things that we had to do separately.
Right.
And whenever we would get back together, one of us was usually in the middle of the conversation when the other one would walk up to each other.
Yeah.
And then one of us would say something smart to the other one, and the other one would respond. And then Stephen, without fail, no less than 200 times this last week, would say, "That's the show right there."
Well, because people look kind of like when you and I are sitting next to each other just being us.
Well, they probably don't get it
get
at all.
They get perplexed.
Yeah.
People are like, wow, that kind of seemed like a little abrasive.
You two are friends?
Yeah. You guys are partners?
So anyway, Joe wants to weigh in, line one, on what you were saying, whether or not government or the citizenry should do the good work. Hey, Joe, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Sure.
First point is Bashir interview. Why is it that they all seem to have the same style of interview on MSNBC? It's hard, rough. They don't take any breaths in between. They make statements rather than questions.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't find it to be an interview. Maybe that's why they have such low ratings on the station. He did sandbag you, Stephen. It's sad, and I don't really want to judge him, so I don't really want to come to a conclusion as to why he did it, except to say that there is a so-called branch of Christianity that wants to sort of dissect the other part of Jesus out of Jesus.
Joe, hold on one second. We got to take this break, and you had another point you wanted to make. We'll come back and let you make that before we're done with you, so hold on. Thanks for your call. He's Stevie B.
Yo, yo.
I'm KMC, and we're coming right back. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is...
KMC.
Kevin McCullough, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
here
you, sir.
On the big program.
Nope, glad you're with us. Have you heard about the movie 2016, Obama's America? I got to see it before it came to the theaters. This movie is nuts. Stephen, I don't think you've seen it yet, but it breaks down why. Like, I hadn't heard an explanation of Obama that made sense to me until I saw this film.
Right.
Like, people call him a Marxist, but he doesn't really display everything about Marxism. They call him, any number of things. None of them really made sense. Dinesh D'Souza, through his own research and writing, and similar background as coming from an immigrant community,
mm-hmm.
identified things about Obama's personalities that only came from a perspective known as anti-colonialism.
Right.
And that's what this movie shows. 2016, the courageous new movie by Gerald Mullen, Academy Award-winning producer of Schindler's List, answers these questions. Journey with the best-selling author Dinesh D'Souza to four continents to unlock the mysteries of Obama's past and what it means for America's future. Learn the shocking reasons why President Obama is downsizing America, downsizing our economy, downsizing our military, and why he wants America to be just another nation at the table of nations. Go see 2016 and discover why our president dreams of a diminished America. This is the movie that the White House doesn't want you to see. It's the story the media refuses to tell. So go see 2016themovie.com and find out why. Who is Barack Obama? Why does he want to replace the American dream with a dream from his father? And what precisely is that dream? This movie answers those questions. That movie is 2016. Help change history? I urge you to see 2016 now. 2016, Obama's America. Love him, hate him, either one. But you don't know him, not until you see this. In theaters now, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, and we encourage everyone to see it. I really do. In fact, I found out it's playing in my local theater in my own little town.
I got to see
it. This week. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking to Joe in Rockland County.
Yeah. Is Joe still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Joe, so I hear what you were saying. And, yeah, they do tend to get pretty relentless there with the pace of questions and this and that. And that wasn't the problem I had. You know, none of that was the problem I had.
No, I think you actually handled it the way a Christian should handle it. You were meek, but yet you got your points across. I just feel that there are people in Christianity that need to be very careful of a scripture verse that says that in the end days, people will have a form of godliness but deny the power. The first soup kitchen that ever was when Jesus fed the 5,000, and he did it after he preached to them. There's absolutely no account in the Bible in which Jesus just fed somebody or took care of their earthly needs and walked away without giving them the message of salvation.
Mm.
So we have Christians, we have to be careful. So to answer your original question.
Well, and Joe, if I can interrupt you just for a second, he also didn't say, go check out what the local Roman centurion has for you.
No, he did not. He said, render unto Caesar which is Caesar's. He said, be at peace with all men. So he did tell us that we have to live within a government. He said that we have to be, mindful of our leaders and respect our leaders. So there are things that we're required to as we live in the world, but not of the world, because we're citizens of heaven. We're not citizens of this world. But I do believe that faith-based, a Christian, Bashir, for instance, should be propelling the idea of faith-based
solutions.
Before.
Yeah.
Jesus did it.
Yeah, and it was weird, Joe. I mean, because it seemed like with the way he was posturing the question.
Well, in fact, let's let people take
great,
a listen.
Joe,
thanks for the call. Here's one of the questions that Bashir proffered.
But I'd like to get your views, if I might, on the Romney-Ryan ticket. Particularly
sure.
Your view that Mitt Romney couldn't have made a better choice for running mate than Paul Ryan. How do you, Stephen, reconcile your devout Christian faith with a man whose budget cuts Meals on Wheels for almost 2 million seniors, cuts transportation and respite care for almost 1 million disabled adults and children, and cuts the social services block grant that provides assistance to around 23 million Americans?
Well, I don't justify or qualify any of that personally, Martin, but I will say this. 4 more years of Barack Obama is going to do a whole lot worse than that now, isn't it?
But I'd like to get your views.
All right, so good answer there, bro. Good answer there.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he's getting... See, here's the thing. I do this program with you, and you and I goof around a lot about how smart I am or not smart I am. Listen, I don't pretend to be some political science expert. It's not
right.
My gig. But when we come back after this break, I would like to make some observations about how I chose to respond to Mr. Bashir.
All right.
What does that sound mean to you?
A fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
A fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The FUSE.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News, but today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies, and beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at stulynn.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
Media.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, much to the opposite of all rumors, I am alive. What's the famous line, contrary to what you've been told?
Popular belief.
Yeah, I am still very much alive.
I never said you were dead, dude.
But for those of you that may have seen on the Facebook today that the lovely bride was having contractions, we're still in that mode, but just not as frequent as they were earlier today. So we don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or maybe sometime this next week. She's not actually due for another 3 weeks, so... Can you imagine the prospect of having 3 weeks of contractions to look forward to?
Could be, buddy.
I mean, doggone that Eve. Why did she have to bite the apple? That's what I want to know. Just curse everything for...
It was a mango.
It was a mango?
Yeah.
Who says that?
Well, it could have been a mango. It just says fruit. So
yeah.
Mango.
You think it was a mango. But I thought Puerto Ricans liked mangoes.
I told you, Ivan...
Oh, that's why it was a sin, because it was so luscious?
It was so appealing.
Okay, gotcha.
I told you Ivan was weird, dude. Like, everybody thinks it's an apple. He goes, no, it's a mango.
He's a Puerto Rican.
He's weird.
He has his own way of viewing the world that is distinctly from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So what I was
saying... And when our Demonicano is here, you should see the two of them go at it. We have a very racially diverse staff.
Sure.
We have a Baldwin.
Which is a race in itself.
So Martin asks you this question, and he throws all this data at you because he does not expect you to know the facts and the figures and the numbers and all that stuff. I didn't even know some of the stuff that he was
saying. Yeah, but
saying.
You can kind of wing it as you go.
And if he had said that to me, I probably would have said, Martin, do you think that all of that is really better and more efficient than if private charity was doing this? And here's what I would have thrown at him. Our charity, DoGood.com, is feeding kids for 25 cents a meal. That $23 million that's being spent on Meals on Wheels, how much is the government allocating per meal to do that? And are they being efficient with what they're doing?
Right.
See, I would have tried to turn it back on him and pin him to the ground. And then once I had him down, just like,
poosh. But you're smarter than me.
No. Well, I run in that data circle more often.
He went to go, no, I'm not. And he went, well.
No.
But my point is, like, you know.
But your response was strong.
But I don't pretend to be some expert. And, you know, similar to, like, Piers Morgan with, you know, with
Kirk Cameron,
you know, he just decided he was going to, like, come on with this onslaught of information and, you know, because he probably thought he would catch me off guard, which he really didn't. It's just, I like, almost in a faithful way, I really had this hope that, like, Bashir was going to be, like, cool, you know what I mean? And he was just an idiot. And it just lets, you know, and it gets me back to if he's a Christian, which is, I wonder what Martin Bashir would say about, if he's a Christian, why is he backing Obama at all over the $300 million in international abortion?
Well, what was interesting, and do we have that clip where Stephen responds to that?
Just play the next one.
Stephen, it's not because the president is not proposing any of those cuts. This is in Paul Ryan's budget. And if I might, I would like to ask you just the question again. How are you able, as a committed Christian, to reconcile the view that you have, which I'm assuming is based on Scripture?
Stop, because that one doesn't matter. We're going to listen to the next one. But here's the thing. How am I able to reconcile Paul Ryan's budget cuts, blah, 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 blah. Well, Martin.
As a born-again Christian, so he throws
Martin,
the faith thing in
your
face.
As a Christian yourself, how are you able to reconcile $300 million going towards abortion?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
And he didn't like that answer, so he asked you the question kind of a third time, how are you supporting?
I just want to correct you on that, because the first stroke of the president's pen was actually the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Let's not dispute that for the moment.
Yeah, stop again.
In the Old Testament.
So we'll get back to that. So I countered with
the abortion thing.
The mentioning of
the Mexico City policy.
Right, the Mexico City policy, which he corrected me by saying, no, actually, the first stroke of Barack Obama's pen was not the Mexico City policy. It was the Lilly Ledbetter.
And actually, you're both kind of correct. Because he signed the Mexico City recension, which was an executive order. He was inaugurated the 20th. He signed it on the 23rd. The Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act was a piece of congressional legislation that he signed into law.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the first law he signed, but he didn't sign that until the 29th of January. So mm-hmm. 6 days after he signed the Mexico City policy. You were right. Mexico City came first. Martin Bashir was wrong. He was right in that it was the first piece of congressional policy that he signed into law. So
what's the difference?
An executive order is not passed through Congress. Executive order is just the president.
But it's a law.
It is a policy that the federal government is carrying out.
And I said the first stroke of his pen.
Which that also wasn't true. But the first executive order was Executive Order 13492, which pledged the close of Guantanamo.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think the second
one was... He pledged to close Gitmo, and that was in the first week.
Well, anyway, I see your point. But when I said the first stroke of his pen being Mexico City...
Okay, first executive order was close Gitmo. It was before Lilly Ledbetter.
Yeah. So, Martin, you were wrong.
But check this out. This was Obama's first week. He signs Gitmo closure. That still hasn't happened. He signed... anti-waterboarding executive order. We haven't waterboarded anybody for 4 years. And simultaneously, we've had less information about all kinds of terrorist activities. That's kind of interesting. He also executive...
Just saying.
Executive order, ethics commitments by executive branch. So he said, We're going to set stricter limits on incoming executive branch employees and tighter restrictions on lobbying the White House. That's good. That's funny.
Yeah.
And then two presidential memoranda concerning energy independence and then the Mexico City policy. But that was his first 3 days in office.
Right. So he was a busy boy. But he signed Mexico City before Lilly
Ledbetter. 6 days before Lilly Ledbetter.
Right. So Martin Bashir was wrong to say.
He was wrong to say.
Or to suggest that Lilly Ledbetter came before Mexico City.
Correct.
So I guess Martin just isn't as precise
as everyone thinks as he is. But see, when you
as
have,
he would like to think he is himself.
When you have a great British accent, you don't have to be precise.
You
people
know,
just
you're
assume
right. Yeah.
You're the guy who's right.
Yeah, when you have that kind of stone-faced, demure.
Plus, if it weren't for Martin Bashir, we would have never heard the term Jesus juice.
Right.
I mean, that's a great contribution to public discourse.
All right, well, I'm about to vomit if I talk any more about Martin Bashir.
Speaking of that, we'll tell you how I got a new nickname this week in the second hour.
Oh, boy.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Cares.
So you're saying, Stephen, if I understand you correctly, that government should have no role in caring for the disabled and the poor. It should entirely be in the hands of charitable institutions.
Yes,
no,
that's what you were saying.
Is government should have less of a role in dictating that very thing and more of a role in helping better the economy and create more jobs,
because
then there'll be more
job.
Giving as a result of that.
Are you
nice nuance?
Well, you know.
No, you threaded that needle and you stuck it right in his eyeball.
No, but what I love is the guy, like, I give him one answer and he goes, so what you're saying is, and then he says something
totally not what I said.
Right.
No.
It was open for interpretation at that point. When you clarified, it made it clear what you were saying. But I would have been totally comfortable answering him saying, yes, that's what I'm saying. Private charity and the generosity of the American people will always do better quality charitable work than anything the government does. And you know what's weird about that interview? I saw a Google alert the next day.
But wait a second.
With your name in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, Stephen Baldwin argues for the elimination of welfare, Social Security.
Because people are going to spin it.
And you didn't say any of that.
But what I did say right before that was that it's more important to have more jobs and yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean?
Right. So, well, let me give you an example of what you were talking about. In the aftermath of tsunami, you remember tsunami?
Mm-hmm.
It hit Christmas. What year was it? Jackie, look that up. It was early 2000s, but I don't remember which year. But anyway, it hit like Christmas Day or just the day after or something like that. And it wiped out, you know, tons of islands and hundreds of thousands of people were homeless and there were hundreds of thousands dead. And the rotten corpses were attracting mosquitoes and malaria. And the cleanup and the survival of just the people that did were left behind was huge. I mean, mm-hmm. It was enormous. And the European Union countries pulled out their checkbooks and wrote checks and then started pointing the finger at Bush saying, you stingy, greedy Americans, he's terrible, you're not sending nothing. And Bush was like, no, we're sending aid. And then he cut a check for however much it was, $1.5 billion or something like that, towards the role. But I made a prediction at the time on my daily broadcast, mm-hmm. which was just a local New York show at the time. And I said, you watch, the generosity of the American people will eclipse not only what our government gives, but I think it'll eclipse many other things combined.
Right.
The American people ended up giving in total through charities like the Red Cross and World Vision and these groups
combined,
the American population gave more money just from our citizens than all of the rest of the world's governments
combined. Yeah. Amen.
To the point of what you were trying to explain to
sure.
Martin, that the American people have been raised that if we are successful, we do give back. It's a part of who we are as our people.
Right. But
when you hold the gun of government to our head,
that's what I'm saying.
We have less resources to be generous with.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good job. You rocked him, Martin Bashir.
Well, I'll be praying for Martin because obviously he's...
While you tweet at him.
Delusional.
While you tweet at him. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Hour number two is straight ahead. It's live from New York and online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. Check us out.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.